causes those materials to create that smell, but there is definitely a distinct smell, and we do call it the smell of space. But gunpowder, that is an interesting way to describe it, and I think I might use that. Well, there's a lot of inventions out there that we could use. I think one that comes to mind would be a way for us to help us recycle our trash. We could definitely find new and more creative ways to recycle our water, to scrub our carbon dioxide. There are all sorts of possibilities out there, so we need your inventive minds to go to work and help us with some of these tough questions. Amanda, I think that the one that comes to mind is that all astronauts take vitamins while we're on board the ISS, in particular vitamin D, because without exposure to sun, our bodies cannot create the vitamin D we need to keep our bones healthy, and so we all do take vitamins to keep our bodies healthy, but no other medications that we all take to prevent any, in terms of communicable diseases, infectious diseases, because we live in this closed environment, we're actually protected, and they make sure that we're healthy before we arrive, so we're not bringing any communicable diseases on board the ISS. Isabella, I think that every astronaut meets a challenge somewhere along the way in our extensive training. I had about 4 years of training dedicated to flying in space before I ever launched, and that ranges from learning the Russian language to learning about robotics, how to spacewalk, and learning all the systems on the International Space Station, learning to fly in high-performance aircraft, and all of it was challenging at one time or another. Emma, first we like to make sure that we're very healthy when we arrive, and so we make sure that an astronaut is in the top physical condition when they get here. Then we have the capability to speak to a doctor on the ground, and or even have a video conference. We have medications up here positioned in the event that we would need to treat somebody with medication. But if we thought that somebody had a surgical emergency and that they needed surgery, then what we would have to do is evacuate the space station, and we put all the crew from the vehicle that the patient came up on, and we'd have to undock and return to Earth. And that is something we'd be willing to do if it came down to it, but that's not something that we would have to do. If you mean some sort of gyro, then yes, we definitely do have things like that up here to do. To conduct scientific demonstrations. We do actually, the control motion gyros that help control the attitude of the space station are like giant gyroscopes themselves, so we even use that concept to help stabilize the ISS in orbit. Well, I'd say that maybe one that proposed that what I'm doing up here isn't really real. My mission to the ISS is 9 months long, a round trip to Mars would be more like on the order of about 2 years, so that would be a long time. I think I'll be ready to take a little break and regroup with my family for a year or two before I think about going on a trip to Mars. Well, the plants and the veggies actually have their root system contained in something we call a pillow, and it's connected to a system that we can connect a syringe to and inject directly into the pillow, and we just put small amounts every day. River Ridge High School, it was a pleasure speaking with you. Thanks so much for taking the time. Good luck. Take